Reflections on all-time highs. We're back. Bitcoin is now at all-time high levels. After the manic start of 2021, I felt we were likely to be seeing a $250,000 all-time high by the end of that year. But the China mining ban in May 2021 and FTX being a Ponzi scheme that depressed the price during 2021 was a blow. Bitcoin hit an all-time high again in November 2021, but by that point it never felt like the blow-off top was coming. Since the last all-time high of 2021, we have all gone through a lot together, which is what happens during high inflation periods. The cost of living crisis in the West, stagflation, has been soul-sucking at times and has reduced the purchasing power of fiat, creating a strong depressionary era following the lockdown, meaning that we have less money to stack sats. The economy needed to swallow up all the money printed in 2020. The following 2.5 years from the November 2021 previous all-time high has been tough, but it allowed time for many of us to start building Bitcoin into our lives. I have been focused, maybe a little too hyper-focused, on Bitcoin, perhaps sacrificed a little too much during the bear market in an academic pursuit of what truths Bitcoin has to offer, perhaps forgetting at times what people in their 20s should normally be focused on, as the intellectual work has waited for nobody. Maybe my time preference has been so ridiculously low that I should have taken more immediate pleasures that were on the table rather than rejecting them and coming back to the intellectual challenge at hand. But here we are. The hard work is being done and is in motion. The weight is lifting, and we have free motion once again to soar to infinity and beyond. The fact that Bitcoin is starting to be accepted by institutions and corporations has, I think, been in part down to our efforts to start talking about Bitcoin more openly and the materials out there enabling us to persuade more easily. By these materials, I am of course talking about the Bitcoin Standard by Saifedean Ammous, The Sovereign Individual by William Rees-Mogg and Jim Dale Davidson, and Michael Saylor's Purchases, giving Bitcoin corporate respectability. There are still those who are pushing Ethereum and Solana, as they will offer, quote-unquote, smart contracts, which still, 10 years after the release of Ethereum, are nowhere to be seen, but these do seem to have faded into the background. The bear market from November 2021 to January 2024 has been tough, I think, but may go down as the most important bear market in history. As it was the bear market, Bitcoin has truly got out and started to orange pill the world, especially the corporate world. The number of Bitcoin ETFs granted and the heavy investment into them show that Bitcoiners have been out and about and getting people like Larry Fink to fully accept their arguments about the nature of digital scarcity and the possibilities for Bitcoin to be a new reserve currency. The intellectualism of the average Bitcoiner has shot up with the increased time to research, meaning that the Bitcoin community is now at the peak of the epistemic community, far overtaking the universities and think tanks that pervade civil society. If you saw the heads of Ivy League universities talking in Congress about anti-Semitism, you'll be in no doubt. These are no longer places of education and knowledge, but of politics and indoctrination. But slowly, Bitcoiners have begun to get their ideas into the undercurrent of the mainstream. And soon, this will start getting into the mainstream. not just on social media and the new media, but into the legacy media, which will have to align with the coming generation and their newfound internet money. Tactics for this should revolve around Bitcoin toxicity if needed, and not to let the mainstream off in their assumptions and assertions about Bitcoin or Bitcoiners. Do not rest. Do not let them off with faulty assertions about you or your intentions. Do not let them assert the worst about you. Push back at all times. Be the intellectual force they can't compete with. They will not know anything about monetary policy and Austrian economics. Hit back at them when they call it a Ponzi or call it the greater fool theory. Ask them what relationship the Internet 2.0 has to agricultural products of the 1630s. Or if they think the cryptography can be broken, why has it not happened yet? When they say it is too volatile, say that Bitcoin is highly stable. Only our interpretation of its value changes. That it is about saving technology and delaying gratification. That a lack of centralized control is a good thing and can result in a better monetary network for all. All we have to do is trust a lack of trust. Scalability on the base network is fine. Lightning Network works for small transactions and will continue to scale as and where needed. Governments can't ban it or regulate it. And even if they try, they will have me to answer to. Deflation is actually good as it promotes production and reduces consumption. Prices will fall and the value of labour will go up and the free market will actually be free. The all-time high is in itself just the start of the next cycle. The coming of the ETFs, institutions, nation states, and of course corporations will push Bitcoin higher and higher over the next year or two. The media may be forced to start paying attention now they can no longer claim that it is just speculators, a Ponzi, or that the cryptography is dodgy. Bitcoiners are about to go out into the real world as the financial whiz kids of the 2020s. They are the rock stars of the 60s. They are the rock stars of the 1960s, the footballers of the 1990s and 2000s, and far, far better than the celebrities and influencers that rotted away the 2010s. Except this time, the media won't know what hit them when hard-nosed, highly intelligent, autodidactic Bitcoiners hit the mainstream and start making a mess of the Overton window. With a renewed vigour, civil society hasn't seen in youth culture since the 1960s. When their precious Keynesian economic theories and consumption-based models are torn apart, they might start to realise the revolution has already begun and is closer to its end than it is to its beginning. The media control over the narrative and society will be eaten away in a few short years as the monetary revolution is accepted by all. Its reliance on hard money that cannot be seized and adherence to Austrian economics and methodological individualism away from collectivism and statism that much of the Western world is still beholden to. Tax resistance is the next step, avoiding council taxes, refusing to pay back loans to banks, using Bitcoin to obfuscate earnings and incomes to hide money from the taxman. All the while, self-reliance will be a shock to the politicians and media types who like to tell the world how to live their lives. Rules for thee, but not for me. With Bitcoin, there are rules, but no rulers. The all-time high is really just a number, a sign there is no stopping this train. But as Bitcoin hits halving number four, we are surely just around the corner from mainstream acceptance. Bitcoiners, like Saylor and Safer Dean, will become household names, pushing Bitcoin acceptance and pushing back against government overreach. New figures will emerge who have been doing their orange pilling in the background, who have been the types in small rooms and behind the scenes, pushing against the grain that Bitcoin is a flash in the pan, and arguing that it is the future reserve currency. We still have a long way to go before Bitcoin is where I want it to be. We still can't really use Bitcoin to buy anything in the real world. The Lightning Network is great for sure, and works. Though scaling might be something of an issue, I think it'll be fine. Bitcoin has not yet found itself in the zeitgeist. It is hidden away from the newspapers until it hits an all-time high or pumps higher. And a few things are written about it, with the insinuation it will come down again, which it will of course. But at a vastly higher position than whence it came. There is nothing in the media about Bitcoiners, no resident Bitcoiner who is brought on to talk about it. Jack Mallers, Safer Dean and Michael Saylor are close, but not yet recognisable names. The mainstream has never said a good word. The mainstream has never said a good word about Bitcoin. So-called respected publications like The Economist are to blame in their intransigence to willfully misreport on Bitcoin. But when Bitcoiners possess charismatic authority to start filtering into the world and have an ability to snap back at those yuppie types with the MBAs who don't get it and refuse to question the narrative, we have the ability to riddle them up in their own inconsistencies. We have a reliance on verifying, not trusting, and a lower time preference giving us an ability to be much better read than many in the financial or corporate world are. It will give Bitcoiners the ability to shock and awe those around them into accepting Bitcoin. All-time highs mean nothing really, other than we are really in uncharted territory. It gets the media to report on it, but Bitcoiners need to keep building, keep pressing for more adoption. This can be asking to be paid in Bitcoin, getting shops to accept Bitcoin, talking about it now and again when the opportunity arises, though try to avoid this at parties. Though of course it might now be worth a casual mention when the price spikes and people start mentioning it. Sometimes it becomes a good thing to be into the current thing. The coming of all-time highs and the bull market instantly puts one in a good mood. The ecstasy of gold will come. Euphoria will hit those who have waited patiently and invested into the network, in whatever form that takes. In many ways, it has been the hardest bear market of them all. The early bull markets were a surprise. The 2018 to 2019 bear market was hard too. This is when I became a Bitcoin maximalist, and we were all, I think, expecting another blow-off top in 2021, which never came. The need to reallocate our capital, including our time, was not easy during the period following the China mining ban. Never an existential worry. Bitcoin never has existential problems, only existential solutions. But the building is and has been done. The information warfare that constitutes much of the current period as we pushed up against current economic thought, battered down Keynesian economics, wafted away Ethereum, argued not just for a 5% capital allocation, but a 95% capital allocation, all for the impossible dream of a Bitcoinized world is now approaching, and due to the hive-mind efforts of some of the best and brightest in the world today. For all of those who have stuck with Bitcoin during this time, for all of those listening who have adopted Bitcoin because of my efforts, and for those who are still just starting, this poem is for you. through cycles of boom and the deepest of gloom. A journey through the digital night. Bitcoin, a beacon in darkness did loom, guiding us towards the light. From ashes of crisis and bans far and wide, a phoenix arose, pure and bright. Its value, once scorned, became its greatest pride, as it soared to the greatest of height. 250k dreams, we whispered in hope, as the year 21 did unfold. But challenges vast, on a slippery slope, left the story of highs untold. Yet, from this turmoil, a resilience grew, a community strong and so wise. With vision anew and perspectives askew, they aimed for the ultimate prize. The bear market's grip, cold and unkind, tested our spirits, our faith. But in its harsh winter, we managed to find the strength to secure Bitcoin's wraith. Institutions awoke to digital dawn, ETFs heralded their creed. The skeptics, once loud, now silently withdrawn, as Bitcoin fulfilled our greatest need. For this isn't just about numbers on screens or the wealth that might come and then go. It's a fight for a future where each of us leans on a system that's fair, blow by blow. As halvings approach and cycles renew, the all-time high, but a milestone passed, we stand on the brink of a view so true, a world where Bitcoin's cast. So here's to the highs and the lows just the same, to the journey we've all come to share, Bitcoin our vessel in this long game, a revolution beyond compare.